get out those old records, those old phonograph records, the ones we used to play so long ago. What if they sound scratchy?
Nick Lucas felt the records he made for the Hollywood-based Accent record label were among the finest and most satisfying of his career. Scott Seeley arranged and is often heard playing the piano on the Accent recordings. Today I'll be talking to owner, producer of the Accent record label, Scott Seeley.
Records, those old phonograph records, the ones we used to play so long ago.
Scott, Accent Records has had a lot of incredible talent on it through the years. Nick Lucas, Buddy Merle, just to name a few. When did you start Accent Records and what inspired you to do it?
My office in Hollywood in 1951 at 6533 Hollywood Boulevard. I was writing arrangements for singers and writing songs with David Garvin and Mark Bigler, both very good lyric writers. So they became my songwriting partners, and I started S&R Music Publishing as an ASCAP company and Boomerang Music as a BMI company. In 1954, a songwriter named Robert Hunter called, and we had a meeting and talked about his songs. He said he would like to restart a recording company and asked me if I would be interested in working with him. I agreed, and I came up with the name Accent Records. After a few months, Hunter, whose family was in the tool business in Fullerton, California, decided he was too busy with the business, and he gave me a chance to acquire the record company.
I'm very proud to say that Melody Man Records now has full ownership of the masters Nick Lucas recorded for Accent, songs that he recorded between 1955 and 1980. And I want to say thank you, Scott, for preserving the voice and guitar work of such an incredible talent. When did you meet Nick Lucas, and when did he become one of your recording artists?
I met Nick Lucas at a club date in Los Angeles. Nick was the feature act on the show, and I was playing piano, accompanying all of the acts. I'd never heard of Nick since my music career started in the Bing Crosby era. At intermission, I was sitting next to Nick and told him I was an arranger. He asked me for my card, which I gladly gave him. I knew after accompanying him that he was a superstar singer and entertainer. A few days later, I received a phone call, and Nick made an appointment to come into the office. He wanted me to arrange several songs for him to use in an upcoming show. About that time, Mark Bigler was doing arrangements for a vocal group called the Mad Hatters. They were looking for a place to record and liked our studio. I knew that Nick wanted to do some recording, so I asked him if he would like to record some of his favorite songs, and we would put out some singles with the Mad Hatters on one side and his recordings on the other. He thought that was fine, so we released several singles using this format. We did most of the recording at Radio Recorders on Santa Monica Boulevard. Most of the Nick Lucas masters that you now own were recorded there. Incidentally, Robert, your original Formula website is a great tribute to Nick.
Thank you for those kind words, Scott. NickLucas.com, AccentRecords.com, MelodyManRecords.com are three websites we recommend everyone to visit for tons of information and musical enjoyment. March of this year, Melody Man Records released a remastered version of the Souvenir album. That album was originally released on Accent back in 1968. Let us now listen to one of the tracks from that CD, It Happened in Monterey.
It happened in Monterey, a long time ago. I met her in Monterey, in old Mexico. Stars and steel guitars and luscious lips as red as wine broke somebody's heart, and I'm afraid
that it was mine. It happened in Monterey without thinking twice. I left her and threw away the key to paradise. My indiscreet heart longs for the sweetheart that I left in old Monterey. In Monterey, without thinking twice, I left her and threw away the key to paradise. My indiscreet heart longs for the sweetheart that I left in old Monterey.
Scott, your piano playing adds a wonderful feel to this album. Could you tell us when you started playing the piano, and do you play any other instruments?
I started playing piano in Enid, Oklahoma, when I was 6 years old. My mother was my first teacher. After high school, I attended Bethany College in Lindsborg, Kansas, where I studied piano and composition and played in the local dance bands. In 1930, I was in Garden City, Kansas, working for my uncle in a produce house and playing piano in the local dance bands. One morning, I received a phone call from Lloyd Snyder in Liberal, Kansas. Lloyd had been the band manager for Buddy Rogers Orchestra at Kansas University and was just organizing a new band in Liberal, his hometown. He offered me $25 a week. So I left Garden City and got to Liberal as fast as possible. I stayed with the band for a year, and then I played with bands in Kansas City and Chicago before moving to Los Angeles. Being an arranger and composer, I did study other instruments, but piano was my forte.
Not only do you own Accent Records, you're a producer, you arrange music, play piano. You've also written several books over the years. You have worked with Dinah Shore, as mentioned in your book, Popular Singing, and also have vocally coached quite a few Hollywood singers. I also know that you've worked with Florence Henderson. You've kind of been in the background working with other talents and have been very modest of your own talent. Historian Michael R. Pitts said that Nick Lucas told him, "Scott Seeley was one of the best musicians with whom I'd ever worked with. He doesn't know how talented he really is." And that was a quote from Mr. Lucas. Did you ever lead a band? Also, have you ever recorded an album of Scott Seeley?
Thanks for those kind words, Robert. On the Accent recording dates, I was a leader. And when we started our studio in Rancho Mirage in 1979, I got calls from agents in Los Angeles asking me to put bands together for special events in the Palm Springs area. But I never did consider myself a band leader. You mentioned Dinah Shore and Florence Henderson. I never coached either one. But when Dinah Shore was recording with the Xavier Cugat Orchestra in Hollywood, I worked with Cugat's arranger, Don Swan, on some of the arrangements. Don Swan was one of the writers of the song "Dream a Little Dream of Me." I played piano in Don's band at the Santa Monica Ballroom. That was where the Lawrence Welk Orchestra became one of America's favorite bands, and Buddy Merrill became a household name. Florence Henderson did record in our studio in 1998. It was the first time she had ever done any solo recording. She was a true professional, but I was never her vocal coach. As far as having a CD of my own work, there is one in the making. While studying composition with Dr. Wesley LaViolette in Los Angeles, I composed a suite for two B-flat clarinets. It was recorded in our studio by Dr. Philip Reffelt and his pupil Scott Vance. Dr. Reffelt is one of the world's great clarinetists, and his recordings have been released on many classical labels. Scott Vance did the final mastering, and a CD will be released on the Accent label sometime early next year. It will be distributed by Global Recording Artists, headed by Carl Anderson.
Let's talk about Buddy Merle. Could you tell us a little bit of your friendship with Buddy, and how did you meet him?
My friendship with Buddy Merle started in 1964. David Garvin, who took the phone calls in our office, made an appointment for Buddy, who called after seeing our name in the L.A. directory. At that time, I didn't watch the Lawrence Welk show, and I didn't know that Buddy was a star performer on the show. When he came into the office, he said he had a demo of recordings that he had produced and would like to play them for me. As soon as I heard the songs, I asked David Garvin to come in and listen to the tapes. After we heard the recordings, I suggested to Buddy that we release a single and see what would happen. He agreed, and we signed a contract that has lasted through 42 years and is still in force today. The single that we released was Brontosaurus Walk, an original that Buddy wrote, and the standard Poinciana.
Well, I have the CD player all warmed up and ready to go. So let's hear a couple of tracks from Buddy Merle's World of Guitar CD on Accent. We're going to be playing two of my favorites from the CD album, Buddy's original Central Park and Busy Bee. Thank you. just heard Buddy Merle. We're talking to owner and producer of Accent record label, Scott Seeley. There are a lot of Buddy Merle albums now available on CD that have been beautifully remastered. How many albums did Buddy make with Accent, and how many are available on CD now?
Thanks for playing the Buddy Merle tracks, Robert. Overall, there were 20 LPs released. 17 were released on Accent, distributed by GNP Crescendo worldwide. 2 LPs, Country Capers and World of Guitars, were originally released by Ranwood Records, but reverted back to Accent. GNP Crescendo released Beyond the Reef and 25 all-time hits. Buddy Merle and His Magic Guitars was released by Berry Music in the UK as a compilation album. There are 5 CDs available on Accent and 2 on GMP Crescendo. Buddy's country recordings, Steel Guitar Country and Country Capers, are now being packaged as 1 CD. This will be a special album featuring Buddy's steel guitar work. There are several originals in the album and great standards like Okie from Muskogee, If I Were a Carpenter, Sweet Dreams Baby, and Proud Mary. This album may be a collector's item.
Also, you can purchase Buddy Merle's and Nick Lucas's CD at Amazon.com or at either of the websites that I mentioned earlier. Couple more questions, Scott. How's your wife Dolores doing, and how was your trip to Hawaii this past October?
Thanks for asking. Dolores is fine. We enjoyed the Hawaiian Island cruise. Actually, we didn't leave the ship this time. Just relaxed, read some books, and enjoyed the ship amenities. Robert, thanks for having me on your show.
It's my sincere pleasure, sir, and I want to thank you for taking the time for answering all my questions, and I wish you all the best.
Zygosund has a meaning that no other words can tell. Zygosund, my good neighbor, Zygosund, friend of mine, and please do me a favor. Zygosund, a long, long time, lift your glass for a toast, north or south, east or west. Is a toast that means most to the one you love the best. Zygosund, and don't worry. Zygosund, and have fun. Chase your cares. Make your life a happy one. Lift your glass for a toast, north or south, east or west. Here's a toast that means most to the one you love the best. presents and don't worry. Zygazunt and have fun. Chase your cares in a hurry. Make your life